Now turn to part 4, questions 20 to 25. Look at the 6 sentences for this part. You will hear a conversation between a girl, Lucy, and a boy, Edward, about pocket money. Decide if each sentence is correct or incorrect. If it is correct, put a tick in the box under A for yes. If it is not correct, put a tick in the box under B for no. You now have 20 seconds to look at the questions for part 4. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Are you okay, Lucy? You don't look very happy.
Oh, Edward. I've argued with my mum again. I'm always complaining about not getting enough pocket money.
How much do you get?
£5 a week.
That sounds reasonable to me.
Well, I am 14. And if you're going into town shopping, you can never have enough money because everything's so expensive.
But is it a fair amount of money compared to what your friends get?
Well, we all get the same, but you can't compare my £5 with my friends' £5. You see, I play a guitar and I have to buy all my music myself, as well as things I need for school. Mm. I think that's a bit unfair. I have hardly anything left to spend on clothes and makeup.
Right. Do you have to help around the house?
Not really.
So you don't have to do anything for this pocket money?
I keep asking my mum to pay me to do things for her around the house. Then I could buy clothes with the extra money and spend my pocket money on things for school.
Well, that would be good for both of you. But I can see why your mum's not keen. Because you'd never have time to do your schoolwork. But has your mum said to you you can have more next year when you're 15?
Well, mum just says she'll decide when I'm ready to have more, and I've just got to wait.
Well, perhaps your mum thinks it's a question of being grown up. Maybe you should sit down with her and say, what signs are you looking for? How can I prove that I'm old enough to get more?
So I should talk to her again?
Yes, but don't complain and get angry. Just discuss it calmly, as you have with me.
OK, thanks.
That's all right. Let me know how you get on.
Now listen again.
Are you OK, Lucy? You don't look very happy.
Oh, Edward. I've argued with my mum again. I'm always complaining about not getting enough pocket money.
How much do you get?
£5 a week.
That sounds reasonable to me.
Well, I am 14. And if you're going into town shopping, you can never have enough money because everything's so expensive.
But is it a fair amount of money compared to what your friends get?
Well, we all get the same, but you can't compare my £5 with my friend's £5. You see, I play a guitar and I have to buy all my music myself, as well as things I need for school. I think that's a bit unfair. I have hardly anything left to spend on clothes and makeup.
Right. Do you have to help around the house?
Not really.
So you don't have to do anything for this pocket money?
I keep asking my mum to pay me to do things for her around the house. Then I could buy clothes with the extra money and spend my pocket money on things for school.
Well, that would be good for both of you. But I can see why your mum's not keen. Because you'd never have time to do your schoolwork. But has your mum said to you you can have more next year when you're 15?
Well, mum just says she'll decide when I'm ready to have more. And I've just got to wait.
Well, perhaps your mum thinks it's a question of being grown up. Maybe you should sit down with her and say, What signs are you looking for? How can I prove that I'm old enough to get more?
So I should talk to her again?
Yes, but don't complain and get angry. Just discuss it calmly, as you have with me.
OK, thanks.
That's all right. Let me know how you get on.
That is the end of part four. You now have 6 minutes to check and copy your answers onto the answer sheet.